wonderful Erev Shabbos Kodesh to all those who take out time to listen to this shir. Today's shir, we gave a very interesting topic name. Are Goyim suspect of Teshvichas Damim? Do we have to be concerned that Goyim might Teshvichas Damim? And I am, of course, referring to the Mishnah. In the beginning of the second parak in Avodah Zarah, where the Mishnah says, one is not allowed to have yichud with a goy, because there's a chashash that the goy might kill you. Lashon of the Mishnah, v'lo yisyachet adam imahen, no one should be in a situation where he's alone with a goy, v'nei shechashudin al shfichus damim, because they are suspect to be murderous. As a chashash, you now put your life in danger. This is brought in Rambam at the end of Hilchas Ratzeach and Perek Beis. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simin Kuf Nun Gimel with a zero mefarshim on it. In other words, the no nice Caleb have nothing to say about it. They just quote the halacha. The Rambam, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch just quote the halacha verbatim from this Mishnah. Isra Yichir with a goy because they're chashan and shvichas damim. And this will be a tremendous halachic problem because many people, especially in the Haim, in the old country, have business deals with Goyim, they sit in an office with Goyim, and they walk into a store with Goyim, and what are they being Simech on if there's this Mishnah with absolutely nobody argues on it, the Shulchan Aruch just quotes it, and there's no nice kilim on this halacha, it's in Kufman Gimel, Yerideya, Siv Gimel. So, how in the world is someone allowed to do this? But I assume, and I hope you're wondering, what in the world does it have to do with Haftarah? So let's go back from the beginning, or maybe to the end, and speak about today's Haftarah. This Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach, the Haftarah, of course, is the entire Sefer Avadya, which is not very long, because it's the smallest Sefer in the whole Tanakh, and of course, it's put into Trei Asar. And the final pasuk is a very famous pasuk, which we say every day in davening. Va'olu Moshiim v'har Tzion, v'shpoit es har Esav, v'hoisa la'adonai ha'malucha. There will come a day when all those that are leading, saving, guiding, Klai Yisrael, the Moshiim, those that will be there to help us in the future, Mashiach, Eliyahu, and we'll see who else is included in Mirat Hashem, they will go up to har Tzion, l'shpoit es har Esav, to judge Har Esav, and Rashi says it doesn't just mean to judge, it also means to put the judgment into effect. Rashi brings a French word, which I looked up, it means to judge, and then to actually punish based on the Mishpat, to carry through the Mishpat, as Har Esav. So they're going to pass a judgment and follow it through to Har Esav. Then, V'hoysel Hashem HaMalucha, and then the Malucha will go back to being by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Amalek and Esav will be destroyed, the Shemer Hashem will be Shalim again, and will be Yudke Vavke, the Malchus, and Kisei Hashem, not Kase, not just Kaf Samach, full Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who exactly are these Mashiachim that are going to be in Har Tzion, Lishpoit es Har Esav? Everybody assumes it means at least Mashiach, but the Radak says, and others follow in the Mahalach of the Radak, that this is referring, besides the Mashiachim, Mashiach and Yoiz, Mashiach and David, it's also referring to the Shiva Rayim. The Malvim says this also. The Shiva Rayim, the seven shepherds. What are the seven shepherds? Well, the seven shepherds, the Gemara in Sukkah discusses this on Daf Nun Beis. And the Gemara says that there's a mention in Sefer Iyuv about Shiva Rayim. And the Gemara says, who are the Shiva Rayim? Man Ninu Shiva Rayim. So the Gemara in Sukkah again, Nun Beis on Beis. Gemara says, who are the seven Rayim? David Be'emtha, he's one of the shepherds. Adam Sheis Umesushalach Miminoi. Avraham Yaakov Umayshe V'smoylei. So the seven shepherds are David, Adam Sheis Mesushalach, Avraham Yaakov Umayshe. And the main one, David's in the middle. So we would like to focus today on one of these Rayim, who he's one of the Meshiim, namely Yaakov Avinu, who will be there judging in the future. We'll begin with a pasuk in this week's parsha. The Torah tells us, Esav offered to walk with Yaakov after they kind of made peace. He offered to walk with him, and Esav even said, I'm going to slow down and walk with you. I know you have a lot of kids. I know you have you walk much lower than I do. I'm a single guy all alone, but I'm going to slow down and walk with you so we can walk together. Beautiful, Yaakov and Esav walking together. Sounds like Mashiach Saitan. So Yaakov refuses, and he says, no, it's very dangerous for you to walk. It's dangerous for my kids. My animals will be, you know, I can't go down that, can't go, you know, you're not going to be able to go that slow, and it'll be dangerous for the animals. All my animals will die. My son will die. And then he says, Yavarna Adoni Lifnei Avdoi, my sir Esav, pass in front of me. Go ahead. You go on ahead. Vani Esnara Li'iti. I will continue to travel, to lead my camp according to my slow pace, to my pace, to my calm pace. Regal Amalocha Shalafane, Regal Ayodim, based on all the animals I have, based on the children I have, I'll go with my own pace. Adesher Avoy El Adoni Seira. So I catch up to you in Seir. I'll catch up to you in Seir. So the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk asks a question. Omer Rabbi Avo, Chazanu Akol HaMikra, I examine the entire Tanakh. Rei Metzanu Shaholach Yaakov, Yino Eitzel Esav. Rahar Seir, I never found that he went up to him. I never found that he traveled there. Miyamoth, in all his days, he never went there. There's no remist anywhere in Tehillim, and anywhere, it doesn't say he never traveled there. Efshe Yaakov Amiti Hoya. We know Yaakov is a star. He is the epitome of the Midas Emes, Titan Emes the Yaakov. He's the one who represents Emes in this world. Umaram the boy, and he's fooling them. He just flies straight to Esav's face. Ella, says Rabbi Avo in the Medrash Rabbah, Emesai, who boy etzloi, when will he really come to him? L'asad lava, he wasn't lying. I will come to you. Oh, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you in the future. Hadu d'chsev, like it says in the Pasuk. Like this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. Meaning to say, this Medrash is telling us that the Olam Mashiach includes Yaakov, like he brought from the Radak that includes the Shivas Arayim, includes Yaakov, and Yaakov himself will be back. Yaakov, Yilalei Meis, if you learn Kipshuta, or not Kipshuta, he will be back. He's amazing, or maybe he was the whole time alive, he's going to be there. But we also learn that it's not the Pshat that they're going to be on Har Tzion in judging Har Esav. They're going to be on Har Tzion, and then they're going to travel to Har Esav. According to this Medrash, the Pasuk means he's actually going to walk all the way to Har Esav, to where Esav lives, to Esav's country, Lishbite, to have a day of reckoning with him. So, the Meshim includes Yaakov, who's going to travel all the way there. This is the Medrash Rabbah's Mahalach. And the Medrash Rabbah continues a little bit more, explaining how Esav really still tried to insist, and Yaakov refused to go with him. And the Medrash says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, whenever he had to go meet different government officials, he would always study this parsha before, very famous Chazal. He would study this parsha before, and it helped him deal with the guy when he would go. One time he forgot the Chazal, he almost got in danger, stuff was taken from him. So that's the Medrash Rabbah's Mahalach. Frekta Mashah in Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei on this Medrash. L'chayra, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, has a different terrace to this kasha, how could Yaakov lie? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafei, when the Gemara is discussing that Mishnah which you mentioned earlier, the Mishnah says that there is a halachic iser to have yichud with a goy, because the goy is choshed on Ritzicha. So the Medrash Rabbah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chaf Hei, the Gemara goes into detail, Kederach HaGemara, and the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, someone was traveling, and then all of a sudden a goy joined him. He's not allowed to be with Yichud with a goy, but you're traveling on a road alone, and then all of a sudden a goy appears. What can you do? It's too late. The goy is there. What do you do? So Gemara has specific instructions. Which side the guy should be on? Keep him to your right, keep him to your left. A bit of a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks that when you're going uphill and downhill, who should be in front, who should be in the back, chafayom lebeiz in avodah zarah. And this is all quoted lahalach in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. Again, in Shulchan Aruch, you're there, kuf and gimel. And then the Gemara says you should never crouch down. Dangerous to be crouched down when the guy's up there. He might bash you in. And then says the Gemara, sha'aloi lahechen hoylech. If the guy asks you, where are you going to? Yachiv la'yis adarach. Give him a further destination. Tell him somewhere further. Rashi says, if you're really traveling one parsha, tell him two parshas. And that's actually the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the lashon of Rashi and says, a guy asks you where you're going, and you're just with him. Don't tell him that you're going just one more parsha, 1 mile, 1 kilometer, 5 miles. Give him something further. Kiderach, says the Gemara, just like the same manner, she'osa Yaakovino le'esav arasha. He told Esav, oh, I'm going with you all the way to Seir. But Yaakov wasn't really going to Seir. You're only traveling to Sukkos. So he gave him a further destination, but really, as soon as he got to Sukkos, it was a big crowd, Yaakov just slipped in, goodbye, Esav, I'm here in Sukkos. And this is a halacha, to give him a further destination, in order, maybe he won't, if he's planning on killing or robbing or attacking, he won't do it right away, says Rashi. He'll think, I have time still, I'll plan it out better, I'll look for a better moment. He thinks he has time all the way till you get to Seir, all the way for the next bunch of parses. And meanwhile, you plan on getting away earlier. So this is a halacha which is learned from Yaakovinu. So the Gemara is saying that he lied to Esav for his safety, for the Kuach Nefesh, to stay out of Sakana. And then the Gemara continues with two stories. So the Gemara, but there's a chafei yom beis. Maisa, there was a story. B'tamid Rabbi Akiva, shayohorchem l'ksiv. They were traveling north to the city Ksiv. And they met these thieves on the way. The thieves asked, where are you guys going? Tamidim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told them, La'akai, which is much further north. They weren't really going further, all the way to Akai. You know, I think I'm making a mistake right now. I think that probably they were heading south, and Akai is further south than Ksiv. I think so. They're probably heading towards Eretz Yisrael, and they told them we're only going to Ksiv, and really they were going further south to Akiv. I think it's the other way around. Came and Shagiru l'Ksiv. So when they came to Ksiv, Pirshu, the Tamid Rebbe Akiva, that's where they were going to, left them. They were safe. On the lens of the list, and these thieves said, Tamid Rebbe Akiva, Tamid Miatem, who is your Rebbe? Who are you students of? So smart what you guys did. You got us. On the lens, Tamid Rebbe Akiva, we're Tamid Rebbe Akiva. On the lens, Ashrei Rebbe Akiva, the Tamid of Shrei Pogim and other Rami Island, because they definitely never met any misfortune because of something foolish. There's, you guys are smart. Then the Gemara has another story. Rabbi Menashe Yehavi, Bazal, Lebei, Turasa. Rabbi Menashe was once traveling in Bavel to a place called Beit Turasa. Pogim ben Gonvi, he met thieves. Amalei, the thieves said to him, where are you going? As they're walking with him, Amalei in the Pumbadisa, which is a further place. He met Lebei Turasa, Parish. Soon he got to Beit Turasa. There was a crowd, he slipped, and that's where he wanted to go anyways. Amalei. So they said to him, Tamida the Yehuda Ramad, you're a student of Yehuda that Ramai, referring to Rav Yehuda that Amira. So he said to them, you know my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, you know who he is, and you're calling him a Ramai? You're in Chayim. The Gemara says that they suffered tremendously because of this Chayim. And the Gemara says at the end, they came to ask Mechila. And then the Gemara said, look at the difference between the Ganavim above and Ganavim Ektisrol. Ganavim Ektisrol, they praise Rabbi Yehuda as Tamidim. The Ganavim of Chutzlar, so Bavel, they're offensive to Rabbi Nashi as Rebbe by what they said. Al Kapanim, the Gemara is bringing us two mamish halacha lemaisa stories that this is a halacha lemaisa to lie to the guy, and very interesting, the riff and the rush when they bring this Gemara, they even bring one of the stories to show that it's mamish anhaga lemaisa. Like we said, this is brought in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch to give a further destination. So the reason why Yaakov lied according to this Gemara is because it's a halacha. For Sakana, you have to. Look at the Mashal, there's no question that this Gemara argued on the Medrash. The Medrash says he wasn't lying. The Medrash says that Yaakov wasn't lying. He said, I'm going to be coming there. There will come a day when I'll be there, Reb Esav, Mr. Esav. But the Gemara says, no, it was a total sheker to save his life. So Zot the Mashal, the Gemara and the Medrash argue on each other. Aber Zot the Mashal, what can I do? Rashi and Chumash brings both together. Rashi brings both Purushim in this week's parasha. Rashi doesn't bring that to Davar Acher. Rashi combines the two and makes one pshat out of it. Why? What does Rashi say? This is parasha. He gave him a further destination. This is the only plan going to Sukkot. Omar, he said, "Im daiter, if your plans are doing you bad," Yaakov said, "Yes, your plans are doing bad to me. Yamten ad boi etzloi. He'll wait till I get to where he is. He's going ahead, and really, I don't plan on going there. He didn't go there. And when will he go? And then Rashi brings, look at other midrashim. Rashi doesn't say davar acher. Rashi says he gave him a longer distance. But when will he go? So look at Masha. And the Yifei Tayyar on the Medrash Rabbah, and his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, and the Nachlas Yaakov, in one of the Mepharshim on Rashi, and the 11 Pirushim on Rashi. The Chayra Rashi is taking these two Ma'amarim, which seem to have different opinions, and he is combining them together to make one new Pshat. Why? So the main Mahalach which comes out, which seems most Mepharshim say, is that each one needs the other. The truth is, if Yaakov has in mind, intends, yeah, there'll be a day after Tchis HaMesim, time of Mashiach, I'm going to come meet you then. If that's what he's referring to, it's still Sheker. You can't talk to someone and lie to them because you think something in your head. When you talk to someone, Sheker and Emes is measured not by what you intend, by what the Olam understands. And if Esav understands he means now, and you don't mean now, you mean at some distant future time in another couple of millennium, then it's not MS, it's Sheker. So therefore, there's no question that Zakhtar Mashon, other Mepharshim, that you have to say, Yaakov said a Sheker, but it was Mutter for Korach Nefesh, not only is it Mutter, he's Mechoyev to do it. Like you said, there's a Halacha Psuka. The Gemara brings more stories to say, this is what you're supposed to do. We learn from Yaakov that he's Mechoyev to act like that. So the Gemara, Rashi has to bring the Gemara. The Medrash is not enough. However, Rashi was concerned that Eino Chenami, Yaakov Avinu, Klapi Esav was Mechayev to say it. But Mitzad himself, Yaakov, who is the pinnacle, the epitome of Emes, he represents Emes in the world. So how could he have a Sheker come out of his mouth? Like if you remember, in 2 weeks ago's Parsha, when Yaakov was speaking with Yitzchak, he had to say whatever he had to say that he's pretending to be Esav. But he said it in a way that everybody knows from Rashi. Anoichi, I'm who I am, Esav b'chirecha. It's not enough for Yaakov. It's not sufficient for Yaakov to say a sheker even when it's mutter. Yaakov has a special kpeda on himself. Everything has to have some way that it's still emes for himself. So Mela Rashi felt it was also important to him with Starv to combine the Medrash. So the Gemara is telling you, Mitzat Esav, it was Mutter, because it was Mikuach Nefesh. He's Mechoyev to do it. But Mitzat Yaakov himself, he had to say something which really does have a truth to it, that Yaakov really is thinking true words, and he's going to keep it, because Yaakov is Midas Emes. And Adir Rabbah, the first of my mind, this is Meduik in Russia, the Medrash Rabbah. Because the Medrash Rabbah says, in the beginning of the Kasha, Om Rabbah Vo, Chazayim won't call a mikra v'lem, the son of Yaakov Eitzel Esav, we never found he went to Mahar Seir. Efshe Yaakov Amiti Hoya, Uberamah Boy, Yaakov is Amiti, he's the true one. And he's saying a lie, what's the stress, he's the true one, you know, not a lie. There is a Kasha Dafkan Yaakov's Anhaga. And that's why Rashi puts both together. I don't know why, but most of these Mepharshim, except for the Feitayar, do not bring down, Mashar doesn't bring, that this Yerushalmi, the Feirish, in the beginning of the second parak in Avodah Zarah, actually brings both things together. Yerushalmi Taka brings both Pshatim. Rosh of Yerushalmi, Tani, on this first, on the beginning of the second parak in Avodah Zarah, Tani, Nizdavag Leinachri, Yisrael, we learned, if a guy joins a Yid on the way, Noisali, Aminoi, but on the right, so that's like we discussed, Umachav Leisadarach, and then he should give him a more distant destination. Inshallah, Lehechen Hoylech. Yes, again, if he asks you where you're going, tell him something much further. Kishem Shehifli Yaakov Inolei. So just like Yaakov did, Shenema, Sha'am Aloi, Ad Asher Ova Yel Adoni Se'ira, Bahalach HaSukkis. He was only going to Sukkis, which is way before. Which was, by the way, this I can tell you a direction. He was heading from north to south, or from northeast to southwest, going towards Sukkis, entering Eretz Yisrael, and from Sukkis on the border of Eretz Yisrael, which Hashem will speak about to speak in the Navi Shir in that Shabbos afternoon. And then Esav heads way further down towards Saudi Arabia, all the way along the Yarden, Yamamach, till he gets to Har Seir. So Yaakov is getting off the train way before. Then the Medrash, the Gushami continues, Amar Avuna Leimet Sinu Shalach Yaakov Yino the Seir, but he never went there. So he's still bothered. How could you have to talk like that? He was talking about the future. So the Yishalmi, maybe the Yishalmi means to argue. Could be the Maroyim and the Yishalmi mean talking to argue. That's why the Mashon didn't bring it down. Now, Kabbalah is definitely a sad to say the Yishalmi is all going together. Yishalmi saying, but how could Yaakov say it? A Yaakov has to be fluent, extra fluent when it comes to Emes. And in Mele, that's why Rashi Babok and the Chayag is a starker riot to combine it from the Rishon. Now, we want to finish and go back and speak about the actual halacha. Is it, how is it mutter for Yaakov? So sorry, for mutter for people nowadays to go over have yichud with goyim lechachila, go along and do it. So there is a chuvis chavis yair in Simin Samach Vav. He brings he himself asked. He asked a tzaddik, let me just get his name. He asked Rav Meir Shtern, Chavis Yor, a few hundred years ago. He asked the Rav Meir Shtern, a shayla, how ladies are allowed to go do business deals with goyim. Mission, it's a fairish mission also, extra issur for ladies. Besides issur shikos dam, there's a shash of that there'll be this will happen with them. The Gemara says even more chum than the regular yichud ba'yir, regular yichud. But yet, if the man's wife is there, she guards him. But here, it's not going to help. Says the Gemara. So, how come ladies are naik to go along and go to all different situations of yichud with goyim? Azay the Chavis Yorik effect of Meir Shtern. The Meir Shtern told him back after much pilpul. There is a taisis actually in Avodah Zarah which discusses how nowadays we give our behemoths to goyim. And the first words of the Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, the first words are, you're not allowed to leave your animals by a guy, because they're chashad on actually doing horrible, but they're chashad on doing znus with the animals. And Taisa discusses, how come nowadays, we do leave our animals by a guy's stable, it's normal. So Taisa says, maybe not everybody agrees to the Mishnah, maybe it's totally machoikis, rablazer, chachamim. The Ran and the Magen Mishnah both say that nowadays things changed, since it's illegal by goyim. Says the Ran in the Magen Mishnah, it's illegal by goyim to do this with animals. If they're caught, they'll get in trouble. They'll get a big fine. They'll get punished. And therefore, we're simich on that. Something like call of stam kind of halach. We're simich on the government as well as like the Ran and the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah passes like this. The Ran in beginning of second paragraph of Yisrael passes like this. Zok techav is yoy is true. Where Meir Shtern says that these ladies who go to business with goyim are soimich on the same Ran and the same Magen Mishnah. Since it's illegal for goyish men to go, who are married, to go to znus with some Yiddish lady, and other rabbi, they consider it that they're being traitors to their own wife, just like we look at Eish HaSish, they look at it the same way. This person was a terrible person, he betrayed his own wife, and he went into znus with a Yiddish lady, so therefore they're going to be very careful and very makbid. They're very worried about getting in trouble. They can get killed for it. He says, Mommy, he says, everybody knows that nowadays that the government can kill for it. He says, therefore, we have what to make on. He says, and I'm surprised, he says, to the Chavis Yar, why don't you ask me about how come people stam go, you didn't go with Goyim? Why are you asking only by the ladies? How do you get them in business deals go to Goyim? Terrence is, that we're signing on the government, and that's all. That's what Meir Shtern says. That's in Simon Samach Vav and Shuvas Chavis Yar. In Simon Ayin Gimel, the Chavis Yar responds, and he says, even though Meir Shtern says he spoke, in Samach Vav, he writes, he spoke it over with the whole Olam, and they were all masking to him, he was by an Oiflip, he spoke to Meir Shtern, they all agreed. Chavis Yar says, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you, there's a big difference between the Ran, the Magen Mishnah, who say that by Behema, we're Mekel nowadays, which is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, whereas the other halacha of Yichud of a lady, or Yichud of a man with a Goyish man, is not brought down the halacha. The big difference, he says, the behema, you leave in the barn, it's in public, it's a stable, anybody can walk by, it's not yichud, so the guy is taka scared, if he gets caught, he'll get in trouble nowadays from the government.
But when someone's in a situation of yichud, yichud, people think they're going to get away with yichud, just like by us. We have isur yichud by us, some are medaraisa, some are drabanan. Why don't we say, oh, the people are going to scare them and get punished? So anybody who's over on yichud, whatever goes on in the yichud, they're going to get in trouble. That's a shalom, there's big ancient for it in the Torah. So if people are nichshal in what goes on in the yichud. Terrence says, while they're in yichud, people think they get away with it. So this guy thinks he might get away, be able to get away with murder. Says the Chavis, yeah, I'm sorry. This terrace of a marriage stand doesn't work. And L'chayre, it should be Aser. And he argues on a marriage stand, some Chavav, and in Ayin Gimel, L'chavis, you're going along with something that says, really, it should all be Aser. I have no way to explain it. I don't know why the Olam is Naik to Yimeko, but the fact is, he says, I know the Olam is, and we have to say that the Chachamim aren't Makhbir, because they know it's too difficult, it's so hard to keep away from Gai, and they live all around us, we do business with them, we have no choice. We have to. What can we do? But really, it should still be Aser. Interesting thing. This is in Yerideya al Kuf and Gimel and the Chabbis Yerim Chuvis Ayin Gimel Samach Vav and Ayin Gimel. If anybody wants to look it up, the Shulchan Aruch Chayshem Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer in Hilchas Yichud, Evan Hilchas Yichud says that one should not give over their child. Shulchan Aruch says, do not give over your child to be trained, to be taught by a teacher who is a guy, because he might teach him. Here, the Ramah based on Rashi, and the others bring the Rambam, say two has bear. Why shouldn't you give your child over to a guyish teacher? Either because of their nechshar and mishkav zachar, or because he might affect the kid to become an apikiris. The guy, you don't leave your kid by them. Who knows what they might be? To someone to send piano lessons, music lessons, you have to ask a rabbi. F definite child over here. And the Paisk and the Chakis Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel both point out, of course, there's another chash. There's a chash lahalacha of mamish of the Shvichas Damim. He might kill. Except, obviously, in the case where there's a lot of people around, then the only thing which will still apply is maybe there's no sort of for sure the affecting for Chas Hashem of Kfira. So that's why it's still Aser. But they assume that this is a real halacha. I was just speaking to Rameir Gergel yesterday. He told me over a story that his wife showed him, just came out in a new book. A brand new book. I don't remember the name right now, but it was a brand new book that just came out what was the name? I think it was something like 28 Stories That Will Change Your Life or something like that. Mamish, a brand new book. Where there was a Mashulach came from Eretz Yisrael collecting to in a building in America, and he was told that the boss, the one who he's supposed to be a very generous guy, he gives a lot of stucco, upstairs followed the signs. And now it was very complicated to get to this boss's office. So this boss had made signs all over the building directing you. The boss, with arrows, go right, go left, till you find the boss's office. So this Mashulach comes into the boss's office after following the signs again, and he says, what a chutzpah! How do you talk like that? The guy's like, what are you talking about? He says, I'm happy to help you, but be respectful. He says, how could you talk to you? How could you call yourself the boss? In my house, there's only one boss, and he points up, the Rabbi Shalom is the boss. And this boss was very impressed with the Shulach's sincerity and, you know, risking not getting money. And he said, I'm a Kabbalah, you're Musr, gave him a nice donation, and he had all the signs changed from boss to manager. A little while later, there was a woman who was fired from this company. Her husband, a non-Jew, was very, very angry and decided in his kas to take revenge against the boss and kill him. He came storming to the building, hiding his gun, followed the signs, only signs now were to the manager. He barges in and he's waving a gun. He says, where's the boss? He asked the manager, because that's just the manager. The manager says, where's the boss? He pointed upstairs. You hear this, everybody? He pointed upstairs. The boss is upstairs. The guy went running upstairs to try to find the boss. And meanwhile, the guy managed to call the police, and he was saved. So this is still the chash nowadays? What's the halacha? Again, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, in a few places in the place, and don't bring any other tzad. We had this Rameir Stern who was trying to be Malamed Tzchus. He himself, you look in Samach Vav, I'm being Makatzer. He himself says, I'm just saying it's a Limud Tzchus. And he brings a bunch of other reasons and argues on them. The Mishnah Berurah actually discusses this in Hilchos Tzitzis. There's a little halach about it, because halach is in Simon Chav, Sif Beis, you now want to sell a talis with tzitzis in it to a guy. because maybe he's going to join, he'll dress up like a Jew on the way. This is a mechaber, Simon Chaf, Siv Beis in Mishabura, and he will dress up like a Jew and kill the guy. And the Mishabura, on this halacha, he brings from the Chayu Adam that maybe we don't have to worry about this so much nowadays, and maybe other reasons, but we don't have to worry about this reason of killing so much, because nowadays they're not chashan shvichas damim. The Chayu Adam actually does discuss this Chavis Yar, and brings rice back and forth, so even though the Chavis Yar, even though this Mishabura, based on the Chayu Adam, saying we're not chashan for nowadays, so this is a big lumitzchus for the Olam, based on this Mishabura, but still we saw that it's a Pashat Mechaber. Even though the Mechaber said that on behemoths are not kosher, Mechaber prepared said on behemoths nowadays it's mutter, like the Ran and the Magi Mishnah, but he did not say for this, it's still definitely better to try to avoid this. And Al Kapanim, definitely, you know, if a guy is angry, keep away, be alert, something to try to avoid. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah discusses about taking hirkas from a guy. You have a mirror, you don't have a mirror. Very much nowadays to do it, guy Shabbos in America, because anybody could walk in, and there's a mirror, and a couple of other things. But any real shadows come up, of course, do not pass in anything based on the shir. Maybe it will get you a more of a knowledgeable shoel when you go to the Rav with some good Mayim Akrimis, but find out the halacha. Al Kapanim in the future, getting back to the beginning, but all the Mashiach Mahatziyahim, according to what we are Masber, one of these Mashiach from the Shevarayim is Yaakov Inu himself, and Rishpa is Har Esav. That doesn't mean that they're arranged from Har Tzion, past judgment on Har Esav. He's going to actually travel, like he told Esav, I'm going to meet you one day, and then he's going to hold Esav accountable for everything, and Esav will have to go through this day of reckoning. Have a good Shabbos.